northern Minnesota. You can join us at kaxe.org.
Time for Headwaters with Heidi Holton.
Thank you. Life is getting harder. Every trip around the sun. So I hold my darling closer, or she might find another one. 'Cause my money's all gone, but my luck is still around. So I'm making a deal to keep my baby with me now.
Drag my heart. feel. There's too much confusion.
Playing for Change album, Listen to the Music. And we heard Bob Dylan's song there, All Along the Watchtower, featuring artists from around the world, including John Cruise, Warren Haynes, Cyril Neville, Ivan Neville. And let me just double check here. The Lakota Singers and Dancers in that. I'm Heidi Holton, and this is Headwaters here on People Powered KEXE. Thanks for being with me. I'll be here until about 11 o'clock and the World Cafe takes over. And at 1 o'clock, it is Todd and Tiffany. They'll be hosting On the River. We also heard music from Leah Blevins, new from her, All Dressed Up. Keep My Baby With Me, Eric Koskinen, getting us ready for this Saturday's Beltrami Block Party. Eric Koskinen will be there, a free event outside downtown Bemidji. You can't beat it. We'll have some music coming up next from David Huckfeldt, who will also be performing. And we started off with The Doctrine of Love by Jalen Naganda. Support for KEXE this morning comes from Woodworks Homes, dedicated to the art of building in northern Minnesota by constructing handcrafted new homes and offering remodeling services. More at woodworksmn.com. And we also receive support from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative. They offer workshops in July, including watercolor batik with Diane, July 14th from 10 to 4 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Bagley, an expressive watercolor portrait workshop, July 28th from 10 to 4, also at Faith Lutheran Church in Bagley. More info and registration, bagleyarts.org, or find them on Facebook. Got a lot going on for you today. We'll open up the album of the week. We've got our slice of green cheese trivia and request line, putting together a little mixtape. Maybe you are like me, you've been actually watching a little bit of the beautiful game, soccer. Football is Life, our newest segment on Friday mornings at 8:40. So in honor of World Cup and learning about all these countries and watching them play, we're asking for world music today. You can text it in 218-326-1234. The other thing we want to know is about small town festivals. Summer's kicking up. We're almost at the 4th of July. People are, you can feel it on the streets and on the lakes and on the trails, that people are getting ready to gather with people and celebrate northern Minnesota. We want to hear from you. Maybe it's a place. Maybe it is an event. Maybe it's something we shouldn't miss. You can text 218-326-1234. Brandon texted in this morning saying Mississippi Headwaters Music Festival, August 21st and 22nd near the north entrance of Itasca State Park. It is the fifth annual of that event, one you should not miss. I would say a regular event that goes on in the summertime, you should go to at least once in your life, in either Longville, I'm not going to play favorites, or Nisswa. That's the turtle races. It's a lot of fun. Text us now at 218-326-1234. Here's David Huckfeldt.
Well, the Crawford dancers. have all been spent by the cold left hand of the government. They gotta go that far just to try to be alone. It's the pale face running from the red man's bull.
Say, can you see the witness tree on a Bethlehem bluff on the Lone Prairie? The dead remember when the world was free. Welcome to Chief Seattle's dream.
Bet anywhere you go, there's no there, there.
And your high horse now is just dead meat. 'Cause your God ain't God in Seattle's dream. Say, can you see the witness tree on a Bethlehem bluff on the Lone Prairie? The dead remember when the world was free.
A minute. You've been searching high and low. You've been seeing all the wrong places. You've been digging in all the wrong holes. Despite all that you have done.
can she get validation? You've been waiting on some kind of proof. Yes, you have.
That is new music from Brother Wallace, Georgia soul singer. It's his debut album. And we just heard the song called No God in This Town. You are tuned in to Headwaters here at People Powered KAXE. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks so much for being here on this beautiful summer day in northern Minnesota. What are the current temperatures around the region? It is 64 degrees in Grand Rapids. We've got sunny skies, and we are also seeing, waiting for this to load to tell us what the temperatures are in other places. Thanks for being with us today. We're asking for you to help us out as summer is kicking in. Tell us about some of the summer events and festivals going on that you think someone should not miss. I just mentioned Turtle Races. Steve's in the car and wondering if his kids might like it. It turns out they're on the same day. They're all through the summer on Wednesdays in Nisswa and in Longville. So you could kind of go to each and see which one does it better. Who knows? We'd love to hear from you. 218-326-1234. For our weather for the day today, we are looking at temperatures getting up to 75 with light and variable winds. Mostly cloudy overnight, lows 48 to 52. We do have a good chance for some rain tomorrow. Possible thunderstorms. Highs upper 60s to low 70s. Southeast winds from 5 to 10, gusting higher. Rain likely Tuesday night with overnight lows near 50. We just heard from Brother Wallace. Before that, David Huckfeldt, one of the performers coming for Beltrami Block Party this Saturday in downtown Bemidji. We hope that you'll be joining us for that as well. We've got our Album of the Week coming up next. We receive support from Bratton Tree Care, located in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, providing quality service to the Minnesota Northland. With 5 years' experience and an ISA arborist on staff, Bratton Tree Care is able to handle all of your tree service needs. Learn more at brattontreecare.com. And we are looking for you to help us out. We'll have a request line coming up at 10:45 today. That's where you get to put together a playlist yourself. We are celebrating World Cup going on right now, and we want your favorite world music, favorite world musician. Let us know. Text 218-326.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Football is life on KAXE Friday mornings. Let us know. Hope you're having a good day. It is time for our album of the week. We debuted on Headwaters today. It's Sugar by Tift Merritt, the North Carolina-based singer-songwriter. This is her seventh album, her first since 2017, Stitch of the World. She's working here with producer Lawrence Rothman, who's also worked with Lucinda Williams, Amanda Shires, and Margot Price. And it helped Merritt to get to rediscovering her love of singing, creating, and collaborating in the studio. We're going to listen to Tift Merritt's song now called Someone to Watch the Band with Me. It's our album of the week, and we want to know what you think.
Anything I want gets delivered to my door. Anytime, night or day, I read any story in the world. There's just one thing I cannot seem to find. I'm getting tired of hoping, and I'm almost out of trying. I just want something simple to go down to some dive.
Thank you. Never been to heaven, but I've had one foot in hell. Spend my share of nights in the county jail. They weren't too far behind me. Coming up ahead was the memory of the sweetest thing she said. Down on the creek, where the crystal water flows, I thought I saw my life in the melting snow. Then I fell asleep from the sun of a midday heat. But I can see the sky and the mountains that won't tell me the reason why. Down on the creek, where the crystal water flows, I thought I saw my life in the melting snow. Then I fell asleep from the sun of a midday heat. Dreamt about the title I had won.
it gonna take to bring your heart rate down? What's it gonna take to soothe your mind? They could never see you, not the way I do. Our such a senses, lavender tea and kindness. Hey, black swan, what went wrong? Yeah, you got your firefly turned on. To help you sleep at night. What's it gonna take to steal your cry? They could never hear you, not the way I do. Tell it on the mountain, the mama sing that song again. Hey, black swan, what went wrong? Yeah, you got your firefly turned on.
Next pick of 76 is Rye Cooter's fifth solo album, Chicken Skin Music. Sandwiched between a pair of Lead Belly covers are minstrel tunes done funky, an Appalachian traditional and Hawaiian slack guitar medley, and Norteño and Bolero versions of pop country songs. In particular, the Hawaiian and Tex-Mex influence is strong, with authentic Hawaiian guitar players Gabby Pahanui and Ada Isaacs, plus accordion legend Flaco Jimenez. Cooter's standing as one of the era's most sought-after session players gave him the freedom to pursue his eclectic and uncommon for the time music tastes in his own albums. Chicken Skin Music paved the way for the more eclectic side of roots and Americana and showed that seemingly far apart genres are always more connected than you think.
Each week, we take a look at an album that was released 50 years ago as we continue the celebration of KEXE's birthday. 1976, KEXE began, and Rye Cooter put that album out. You'll be hearing it throughout the year, and you can catch up on past ones at KEXE.org. I'm Heidi Holton. I recommend you check out our music section of our webpage. So much information there, and there are fresh picks. They'll tell you some cool stuff to listen to that just came out, or maybe those 76 albums that came out as well. You can check it out at KAXE.org. We'll have our slice of green cheese coming up next. And don't forget, we are getting ready for an hour from now, our request line. Today, we want world music. Do you have a favorite world music musician? It's very, very broad. I realize that, but as we watch the World Cup, we would love to hear from you. You can text 218-326-1234. Music we just heard, the new one from Allison Russell and Brittany Spencer, Black Lavender. We heard from Cat Clyde with Man's World, Charlie Crockett with The Fastest Gun Alive, and our album of the week, it was Tift Merritt with Someone to Watch the Band with Me. It is time for a slice of green cheese. It's our daily trivia question. Be the first one to call in with the correct answer. We'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out today to our sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's trivia question. On this day, June 22nd in 2022, England's world-famous Glastonbury Festival came back after the COVID pandemic. It featured the oldest performer in its history and its youngest. So Billie Eilish was the youngest at age 20. Who set the record for the oldest performer at Glastonbury Festival in 2022? Call 218-326-1234 if you know the answer, you want to make a guess. Question again is, who is the oldest performer set a record in 2022 at the Glastonbury World Famous Festival in England in 2022? 218-326-1234.
I heard it was your birthday. Another sinking bobber. Sure, this one was the catch. Go for crisis activation. Hard to parse it from the
Minnesota band there called Penny Peaches, the song called Birthday. They were at Festival Rialto, but we have not got an answer to our slice of green cheese question. So here it is again. On this day in 2022, England's world famous Glastonbury Festival came back after the COVID pandemic. It set history, or was there was history in the making, because it had the oldest performer in history, there, as well as the youngest. Now, the youngest was Billie Eilish. She was 20 years old. Who was the oldest performer that was at Glastonbury in 2022? Set actually records of the oldest performer. 218-326-1234. I haven't heard what some of the guesses can be, but we'd love to hear from you for our slice of green cheese trivia. This is Headwaters here on People Powered KAXE.
How's about a cup? Not coffee. Okay, tea, that's fine with me. Meet at 8:15. All right, 6:30's fine. Just be with me. Any time of day, any place you say, just look like you do. Oh, it's my lucky day. I am here to stay with you. I'm digging me, digging you, digging me, digging you. I'm digging me, digging you, dig. I laid at the thrift store, shopping for a gift for you. I could ask you back, there behind the rack of shoes. What's that over there? Such a pretty pair. That's us in the blue mirror. Such a vintage view. I'm posing here with you. I'm digging me, digging you, digging me, digging you. I'm digging me, digging you, dig. All of my life I've been home, holding on. All of these years I've been waiting so patiently. All of this time I've been holding out for only you. Flaggy, 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 your father's survey. We'll meet at 3 p.m. by the ATM on Saturday. Pick out the show, then it's off we go to the matinee. Oh, you be who you want, I'll be who you want, I'll be your radio tie. Oh, it's my lucky day, I am here to stay with you. I'm digging me, digging you, digging me, digging you. I'm digging me, digging you, digging me, digging you. Yeah, yeah. Digging me, dig me, digging you.
That's Martin Sexton, older release from him, Digging Me, from his American release. You're listening to Headwaters here on People Powered KAXE. We do have a winner to the slice of green cheese trivia. So England's world-famous Glastonbury Festival came back after the global pandemic in 2022, and it made history because it had the youngest performer. That was Billie Eilish, who was 20. And then it was Sir Paul McCartney was the answer. And he was 80 years old in 2022. So they set some history there as they came back for that festival. I haven't yet heard who's won, but congratulations to you. And thanks for listening in to Headwaters here on People Powered KAXE. We receive support from Lake Country Journal, a magazine showcasing the beauty, landscape, and people of Lake Country. The February-March issue publishes the winners of their annual photo contest, which are also displayed at the Brainerd Lakes Regional Airport. Submissions accepted all year round at lakecountryjournal.com. So at that festival in 2022, Sir Paul sang a lot of songs, and one of them was a virtual duet he did with John Lennon.
got a feeling deep inside. Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's right. I've got a feeling.
I should explain. It was a virtual duet, you know, of course, through the magic of computers, that he and John Lennon could do the song together. Howard from Red Oak, Iowa, won our slice of green cheese. Question is going to be going to Common Grounds 218 in Longville. Congratulations, Howard. There they are. I got a feeling, Paul and John. You're listening to Headwaters here on People Powered KAXE. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, Aiken, Hibbing, and Virginia. 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, Boston, Park Rapids, and Clearbrook. 89.9 Brainerd, Nisswa, and Merrifield. And on